Welcome to the Josh Wright Piano Podcast. Today's audio comes from a previously recorded YouTube video. I will be posting throwbacks to old YouTube videos in audio format for those of you who enjoy listening to podcasts rather than watching YouTube videos, especially if you're outside gardening, you're at the gym, walking the dog, whatever it might be. I hope you find this helpful. As always, I will leave links to my free webinar, paid courses, and my kit, all the things that I use to record these podcasts and record my YouTube videos, in the description below. I hope you enjoy today's podcast episode. Hi everyone, I'm Josh, and this is Josh Wright Piano TV. Today I wanted to discuss a question that I get a lot via email, which is, how do I become a concert pianist? And I want to talk about some of the realities of being a concert pianist, some of the difficulties and things that you would need to do to become a concert pianist. The first thing is, there's no one path to becoming a concert pianist. Some people do it through competitions, others do it strictly through networking. I have one friend who competed very little and he has a thriving concert career, and I have other friends who have only won competitions, and that has been the door to the key to unlock the door to a successful concert career. And I've had other friends, and here's kind of the main focus of the video, who have won giant competitions and are still struggling to make a living being a concert pianist. So my first piece of advice is, make sure you diversify your skills so that you're able to survive. If music is really the only thing you can do and the only thing you can imagine yourself doing, and you can't breathe if you're not doing music, then you can pursue a career in music, but at the same time, realize you are going up against the best pianists in the world for the attention. You are doing one of the hardest skills a human being can endure, I guess, is practicing several hours a day. You are isolating yourself in the practice room. Now, I really like that. I like that isolation. I like that alone time. And a lot of other pianists do as well. But realize, it's a pretty lonely lifestyle. If you do make a successful concert career, I mean, I've spoken with Sergei Babayan and Daniel Trifonov about this personally. It can be extremely tiresome. I remember Babayan saying to us in a class, he said, "Why would any of you be jealous of Daniel? There's only one thing to be jealous of, is that he's on top of his game right now. He could walk in and play his very best at pretty much any concert hall. But besides that, the life of a concert pianist is actually quite terrible." And coming from, you know, who I consider the world's greatest pianist, Sergei Babayan, and Trifonov is probably a close second. I mean, I love their playing so much. That was a good wake-up call for me. That was many years ago that he told me that. But it made me ponder about, how do I want to shape my musical career? How much involvement do I want with teaching? How much do I want to accompany? How much do I want to do online lessons and online endeavors? And this was probably around the time that I started my YouTube channel. And that's just kind of evolved into a lot of online courses that I create now, this YouTube channel, a lot of Skype lessons. I actually started Skype lessons when I was moving to Michigan for my doctorate degree. And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to support my wife and me while we're in Michigan? Because I have a huge studio here in Utah. A lot of them started taking on Skype. And then I also attracted quite a few other Skype students through this channel. So that's been kind of an evolution. If you can imagine yourself doing something besides piano, and piano is your absolute passion and you love it so much, but you don't necessarily need to do that for work in order to be happy, I would actually encourage you to do that, because it is such a tough career. And I've seen so many people, even tenacious, persistent, determined people, completely fall apart emotionally because they have this idea that, if I don't become a concert pianist and I'm not performing 50 concerts a year and being highly paid, then I failed in life. Well, that is one of the hardest things to break into. I think, first of all, you have to have some of the greatest skills in the world to make that happen. And it takes a bit of luck, a lot of persistence and determination. I know, I'm not going to name any names because I respect them so much, but I know a few pianists who I think are, you know, some of the best in the world who are relatively unknown. And they shouldn't be unknown. They're so amazing. I mean, their skills far surpass mine, and they're performing as much as I am, maybe even less. And I'm just like, how is that possible? They're so good. But a lot of it is networking and knowing the right contacts and setting yourself up with those contacts. And so if you truly love piano and you want it to be something that just fulfills you and brings you joy outside of a normal job, go ahead and pursue that. If you can't breathe without, I mean, obviously that's an exaggeration, but like if you can't breathe without being a musician, then you have to look at ways of making a living on top of your concerts, because there's going to be times of feast and times of famine. I remember a few years ago, or many years ago, I think it was like 8 or 9 years ago, in April, I released a CD called Josh Wright. It was a fun project. I meshed Christian hymns together with classical pieces. So I did like Clair de Lune with How Great Thou Art. That was the first track. I did that with several tracks on the album. And in April, I had 20 concerts. And that was like, oh my gosh. But when we were releasing, I was performing almost every single day. And there has been other times where I might have like, so I had a couple of performances in December, and the concert that I had previous to December was all the way back at the end of September. I performed down in Texas for the Chopin Foundation down there. And that was a big concert to prepare for. I did a pretty rigorous program, but you can see right there, that's a 3 or 4 month span between concerts. Sometimes you have that. Last year, I played 4 times with orchestra, 4 different pieces. It wasn't just the same concerto. I played Rachmaninoff Third Concerto, Beethoven Choral Fantasy, Saint-Saëns Concerto No. 2, and the Chopin Grand Polonaise with the orchestral edition, which was really fun to play. That was a lot of work. This year, I didn't perform with orchestra at all. So it's very unpredictable unless you are emailing orchestras constantly, willing to perform for very little if their budget is very small. It's a tough life. I have firsthand experience with this, and I have friends who have much more experience with this, and they tell me all the time how stressful it is. So this is just a little piece of advice to get you thinking, how much do I want to make piano my career? If that is something you want to do, could I become an expert accompanist? Am I passionate about teaching? Am I really good at creating software to help musicians? I know some people who have created amazing software who didn't become performers, but they're blessing the lives of others in a unique way. So try to think of what, if you are going to make music your career, what you can bring to the table that's unique. If any of you have any questions, my email is josh@joshwrightpiano.com. I wish all of you a wonderful new year. I hope the advice in this video is not discouraging, but rather a reality check of what you want to do. Don't daydream about the glory days of, oh, when I'm performing with the New York Philharmonic. If you do, that is going to be a dream come true, of course. But you can also create so much joy and fulfillment in your life, even just performing locally or teaching piano or doing all of those other things I mentioned. So I'm also going to link 4 different things in the description below. The first is something to get your new year started off right. It is a free webinar containing 10 of my favorite tips to take your playing to the next level. These are tips I've learned from some of the world's best teachers and also discovered in my own practicing and teaching over the years. 10 of the most efficient ways to increase the efficiency of your practice and unlock some technical abilities that you may not have realized quite yet. The other 2 beneath that will be for a couple of my paid courses if you want to take your studies even deeper than this channel offers. And then finally, I will link something called kit.co. Basically, that is a list of all the gear that I recommend, from beginner piano books to all the equipment I use for Skype lessons to other recording equipment, lighting, cameras, all that gear, book recommendations, CDs. So you can check that out in the description below as well. If any of you have any questions, again, my email is josh@joshwrightpiano.com. Happy New Year. Have a great week. Good luck in your practice sessions.